everyone. I'm Gretchen Bailey with Optometry Times, and today I have the pleasure of speaking with Colette Carlson. She is a professional speaker and human behavior expert, and she talks with people about how to transform relationships through the power of connected conversations. And she's doing that now with CLI, the Contact Lens Institute. Colette, welcome. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Oh, thank you, Gretchen.
So I know you're talking with CLI and eye care practitioners about how to better communicate with their patients. And the best way to do that is through the power of storytelling. Can you give me some tips on what optometrists should be thinking about when talking with their patients and how to incorporate storytelling into that conversation, knowing that doctors have a very limited time window with their patients?
Absolutely. So keep in mind that stories are sticky. They go past our head and they go straight into our heart. They're memorable, right? Data isn't emotional. Stories are. So when you think about an eye care practitioner, all day long, they are listening to individuals' stories, their interests, their values, their situations that they have with their eyes, with their lenses. And these then are great methods and uses that they can then tell another patient. So I would encourage an eye care practitioner, when they hear a really good story from a patient, and it could be someone who all of a sudden was having difficulty seeing, and then they got a particular lens, maybe it had UVA ray protection within it, and all of a sudden now they could enjoy the outdoors once more. Well, that's a great story. And you never have to say, you know, Jeannie Jones told me, right? It can simply be, are you interested in hearing one of my patients that was in a similar situation with bright light and how she overcame it? Then you get permission to share, and then you just launch into the situation, the story. Well, here's what happened. She was, you know, here's what happened. Here's a result of what we did as an eye care practitioner to change the situation. And now here's the result of that. So this is what people are going to remember. When they leave that chair and they go home that evening and they discuss whether or not they want to get maybe a new type of lens or invest in a different product or service, they're going to use that same story to then sell and share with everybody else in their family because they can remember it. That's the power of a story.
That's a good point, that they'll remember the story of the patient, especially if that was similar to their own experience, as opposed to, well, I found that many patients find that blah, 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 blah. It's more personal. So how can doctors build this connection and encourage the trust with their patients when they're sitting in a dark room and they've got patients backed up? They might be seeing a patient every 10, 15, 20 minutes, depending upon their practice schedule. How can doctors squeeze that in addition to doing all of the clinical testing that needs to be done during an eye examination?
Slow down to go fast is really what I always believe. It's a matter of choosing to practice presence in that moment, which is paying attention on purpose in the present moment. And the benefit of doing that is you are not ruminating on just what happened, you know, living life in the past lane of what another patient that just walked out the door and having that on your mind. Nor are you being concerned about the patients out sitting in the lobby that you haven't had an opportunity to visit with yet. You are just in the now. And I always say that if you're in the now, flip that N-O-W around. It's one, W-O-N. You have won in that moment because you are fully with that individual. And there's really three benefits of practicing presence. I mean, the first one is you eliminate the likelihood that you're going to make a mistake because you're not multitasking. You're single focused. Practicing presence is the opposite of multitasking. Now, I also know that eye care practitioners can do what I'll call a low level activity at the same time they're engaging in a conversation. So they are able perhaps to do the glaucoma test when they have a convert and have a side conversation. When they're actually doing the actual, you know, slide A, slide B, one, two, obviously they have to be very focused in that moment, but they can even pause within it if they feel a need to have a deeper conversation or address a situation. So they're going to make fewer mistakes. Second of all, that individual in the chair is going to feel seen, heard, valued, and validated. If there's anything people are clamoring for in today's world, it is to feel seen. And when you allow that to happen and unfold, now you have built a connection. And then the third thing I already kind of mentioned, which is the practitioner is going to have less stress. Because again, they're not freaking out about the future or ruminating with life in the past lane, they're in the now. So that to me is the best way to make it happen. Then when that's done, they can now practice presence with the next situation and individual and stay focused.
Those are some really good tips, especially about how to stay in the now, because I know that doctors are frequently crunched for time and they do want that connection with patients, but they are just mindful of, well, I had to fit in an emergency and now I'm behind and I've got four patients out there and I have to bring this one back after she dilated. And it's just, it's a lot going on. So those are very, very important things to remember. And I think stories are sticky. That's easy to remember too. That's sticky itself.
It is. And may I add that we think we're faking people out, but we're not. You know, people are intuitive. In fact, I had this lesson very early on in my life. I was a very busy mother and I was reading a particular story book to my daughters before they went to bed. And it was Chicka Chicka Boom Boom. And I don't know if you know that one.
It's like Chicka
Chicka Boom Boom. Okay. So I was reading it. I felt just like I had read it every night before. And my oldest grabbed my arm and she said, "Mommy, you're not reading it the same way." and really the whole time I'm thinking about the flight I had to get on the next morning. And I thought, wow, you know, and I thought I was faking it really well here. Okay. I was on autopilot and she felt it. And so I think that we know when somebody's on autopilot and that's what creates the disconnect. So it is about really being present in the moment.
Very good advice. Colette, thank you so much for your time today.
You are absolutely welcome. My pleasure to be here.